This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days and sparked frantic clashes between demonstrators and riot police. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA that China should show restraint in its handling of the process and protests in Hong Kong.
And I think what the United States expects at a minimum is that China will uphold the treaty agreement it made with the United Kingdom when Hong Kong was handed back to China, the commitment for one country but two systems.
President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that China should treat Hong Kong humanely. At least one gunman opened fire on police Wednesday as they were serving a warrant in a Philadelphia neighborhood, wounding six officers and triggering a standoff that is now over. The Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says none of the injuries would appear to be life-threatening.
One officer sustained a gunshot wound, a grazed wound to his head, thankfully. That was all that was. Got an officer shot in the arms, got officers shot in various parts of their body, but fortunately, everybody's going to be okay.
The shooting began around 4:30 local time as officers went to the home to serve the warrant. U.S. and European stock markets plunged sharply Wednesday as key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes inverted. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan warned Wednesday rival India is planning a major cross-border military attack to divert world attention from its recent crippling crackdown in its part of the disputed Kashmir region. Khan issued the warning Wednesday in a nationally televised address in connection with Pakistan's Independence Day celebrations. It came more than a week after New Delhi abruptly dissolved the new semi-autonomous constitutional status for Indian-administered section of the Muslim-majority Himalayan region. The Indian move was accompanied with the deployment of tens of thousands of additional troops to the region, a communication blackout, and the house arrest of hundreds of Kashmiri political leaders to quell widespread violent reaction. A Spanish rescue ship headed to Italy's island after an Italian judge suspended the government's ban on the ship from entering Italy's waters. The rescue ship Open Arms, operated by Spanish charity of the same name, has been floating in the Mediterranean for almost 2 weeks with 147 migrants on board. According to an Open Arms statement, an Italian judge ruled Wednesday that Interior Minister Matteo Salvini's order against the ship violates international law in light of the exceptionally grave and urgent situation due to the protracted stay of the migrants on the boat. Salvini says he will appeal the court's decision. A court in Sweden has found American rapper A$AP Rocky guilty of assault, but he will not serve any more jail time. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports the court on Wednesday gave the rapper a suspended sentence.
I'm gonna need y'all to keep praying for me.
The American rapper A$AP Rocky has been found guilty of assault, but will not face any time behind bars. That was the verdict of a Stockholm court Wednesday on the rapper and two members of his entourage over a street brawl in the Swedish capital. And after a high-profile trial that prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to appeal, unsuccessfully, to Sweden's prime minister to intervene. The three were allowed to leave Sweden a couple of weeks ago and weren't there for the verdict.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. At least 6 Somali government soldiers and a cameraman were killed, 13 others injured Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked a military base near the capital. The officials say back-to-back vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices hit the base in a town 70 kilometers south of Mogadishu. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.